Well, Ed Gillespie lost a close race for U.S. Senator to Democrat Mark Warner a few years ago, widely seen as the Republican frontrunner for the nomination for Virginia governor. And Ed Gillespie joining WFIR reporter and anchor Gene Marino and I this morning on the phone. Ed, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
It's nice to have you with us. Yeah, we appreciate the time for sure. Now, Ed, during a recent State of the Commonwealth address, Governor McAuliffe, a Democrat, talked about 853 new economic deals, $14 billion of investment, and almost 200,000 net jobs created over the past 3 years. But at your rally last weekend in Roanoke, Ed, you talked about failed policies and anemic economic growth. What are voters to think, Ed? Who's right?
Well, I know the voters I talk to are very concerned about the future of the Commonwealth and the lack of opportunity here, and the data show it. The fact is that in 2015, the last year we have numbers for, obviously, our economic growth rate was an anemic 2%, and yet that was the first time in 5 years it had gotten above 1. According to an analysis from Old Dominion University, we've got 16,000 fewer Virginians working today in regular jobs than we had the year before. And according to the economic data as well, the year before 2015, 2014, we were 48th out of 50 states in economic growth. Virginia, in the bottom five, we should be first in the nation. And that correlates with the fact that just 5 years ago, we were number one on the CNBC list of best states to do business. And under Terry McAuliffe and Ralph Northam, we're not even in the top 10. We've dropped out of the top 10 most recently from number 12 to number 13. We've got to turn these things around, and my policies will do that.
Hey, good morning. This is Gene Marino. You know, the one thing Governor McAuliffe likes to talk about in regards to jobs is the effects of sequestration, which came out of Congress, you know, defense cuts, military budget cuts, military contractors. How much of that can you peg to what you call anemic economic growth? And is there a way to kind of get over that and get past that hump?
Well, there's no doubt that's had a very negative impact in the Commonwealth, in particular in Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads. And I'm optimistic with the incoming Trump administration and a Republican Congress that the headwinds we've been facing out of Washington, D.C. can become tailwinds, not only in terms of sequestration, but also, you know, stopping the war on coal and allowing us to develop the oil and natural gas resources off of our deep sea coast, which are under a moratorium right now. Being able to get more of our federal transportation dollars back into Virginia to spend as we see fit for infrastructure projects and congestion relief. You know, I'm uniquely qualified, I think, to work with the Republican Congress and the Trump administration to help affect those federal policies. But at the same time, we've got to diversify our economy. We can't be so reliant and so affected by federal policies, and we need to foster natural organic growth here. More entrepreneurship, more small business formation, and that's going to require modernizing our tax code and providing tax relief, tax cuts for families and small businesses and entrepreneurs. And it also means we've got to repeal antiquated regulations and streamline our regulatory processes. And we've also got to adapt our K-12 education system and our community colleges and four-year colleges and universities to meet the workforce needs of today and of the future, to make them more responsive to the needs of students and parents and taxpayers, less responsive to the needs of faculties and administrations. And again, I'm going to put forward a sweeping plan of tax reform and tax relief, regulatory reforms and repealing antiquated regulations, and education reforms that give parents greater control over our children's education and make our institutions more responsive to the needs of students and parents and taxpayers.
We're talking with Ed Gillespie, candidate for the Republican nomination for governor in Virginia. I'm Gene Marino, along with Joey Self. Since you mentioned President-elect Trump, let me ask you a question. You were head of the Republican Party at one point in Virginia. You were also head of the RNC nationally. How do you think the average Republican Party member feels about President-elect Donald Trump today? Is the average Republican on the same wavelength as Donald Trump?
I think people are optimistic that the policies that that the Trump administration and the Republican Congress are going to enact are going to be good for us and help turn things around. You know, just repealing and replacing Obamacare will lift a major drag off of our economy. Tax reform at the federal level and tax cuts will help foster economic growth. And the transportation priorities that he is talking about, I think, are going to resonate strongly all across the Commonwealth and all across the country. And so I think people are optimistic as President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Pence, who's a friend of mine, prepare to take office on Friday.
Let me ask you, Ed, about Obamacare, the ACA. Tom Perriello, who's running for the Democratic nomination for governor, is criticizing a possible move to, you know, terminate the ACA in Congress. What happens, in your estimation, if the Affordable Care Act goes away? What happens to, I think, the several hundred thousand Virginians now that are now getting health care through the healthcare.gov? What happens if there's no plan put in place immediately for those people? Is there, are you worried about the impact on Virginia healthcare providers?
Well, my understanding is they are going to replace Obamacare. And when I ran for the United States Senate in 2014, I didn't just run on repealing it. I put forward a plan to replace it. I was actually the only Republican in the country who put forward a replace plan. And we can meet the needs of folks who have to have affordable access to health care without these mandates and regulations and the increase, the huge spike in out-of-pocket expenses that have hit policyholders under Obamacare in terms of our copays and premium increases. And so, we'll replace it with something better. And I know this, in Virginia, it would be a mistake to, as Perriello and Ralph Northam want to do, to expand Obamacare in Virginia with Medicaid expansion. I'm opposed to that, and I will put forward health care policies in the Commonwealth that do make health care more accessible, more affordable. But it'll be based on our principles of lower taxes, less regulation, not more top-down forced government decision-making on families and doctors and patients.
We're talking with Ed Gillespie, candidate for the Republican nomination for governor of Virginia. Ed, you were a lead author on the 1994 Contract with America, which sort of laid out an easy-to-follow blueprint for Republicans. I wanted to ask you about Donald Trump. Did he sort of do the same thing, Ed, by focusing again and again on several key issues, job creation, immigration reform, building a wall, and stronger defense? Is that the way to get a message across, is have a consistent, concise, clear message to get out to people?
I think voters understood what Donald Trump was going to do if he got elected, and that's why he got elected. I don't think people understood what Hillary Clinton was going to do, or maybe they did, and a continuation of 4 months of the last 8 years was something that we could not afford. I was a principal author of the Contract with America. I understand the value of putting forward a plan that people can look at and embrace. I'll do the same thing in my governor's campaign, put forward a plan to get Virginia growing again based on our conservative constitutional principles of limited effective government. And then voters can hold me accountable, and I will rally the Republicans behind that, and it will appeal to a majority of Virginians, but I'll also have members of our General Assembly involved in that process. And that way, when we win in November, we'll have a mandate to govern, and we'll be able to deliver on the promises we make in the course of this campaign.
Ed Gillespie with us. Ed, we've only got about a minute and a half. In closing, this question now for you, Ed Gillespie with us. What's the biggest reason, Ed, Virginians should choose you in the primary and then as governor come November?
My experience in the private sector, I've started 3 successful small businesses. I understand and know the risks that entrepreneurs take and the challenges small businesses face, and my policies will make it easier to take those risks and meet those challenges, foster natural organic growth. So my private sector experience, my time as a top aide as counselor to the president for President George W. Bush in the White House as a top aide on Capitol Hill, and my effectiveness as a party chairman, both of the Republican Party of Virginia and the Republican National Committee, I know how to get things done, and I'll be an effective governor for us, and I will be an honest, ethical, hardworking, principled servant leader worthy of Virginia, and I'll put forward the ideas that Virginians can look at and say, this is going to work for us and make our life better for all Virginians, and I will be a governor for all Virginians. I'll take my campaign to all Virginians. You will see that in the course of the next 10 months.
All right. GOP gubernatorial candidate Ed Gillespie, thanks for joining us this morning on the Roanoke Valley's Morning News. Thank you, Ed.
Gene, Joey, thanks for having me on. Great to be with you today. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.